The Torah tells us as follows. Vayidaber Adonai el Moshe l'emor. Daber al b'nei Yisrael. Tell the Jewish people. Isho isha ki yasu mikol chatos adam limol ma'al b'Hashem. V'ashma ha'nefesh ahi. So as Rashi explains, we're dealing with a situation that was already referenced in Sefer Vayikra, where v'chichesh b'amito, b'fikadon, o b'tzumas yad, o b'gazol, o ashaken amito, where somebody took something that wasn't theirs, and then they denied it, and they even took a shavua, and they desecrated God's name. There's a chil Hashem involved in that shavua, that they really didn't steal it, and now they are prepared to confess what they had done wrong. Right, and the halacha is v'hisvadu es chatasa masher asu. They confess. Not only did they steal, but avera goreres avera, they compounded that sin by lying about it. And when they have this vidui, and mind you, this is the source, Ezra, for vidui in the entire Torah, right, what we practice, especially around the time of the Yomim Noraim, especially on Yom Kippur, this is the source for the mitzvah of vidui, of confession, of the things that we have done wrong. A Jewish person who recognizes that they've done wrong are obligated in tshuva balev and vidui bapeh. V'isvadu es chatasam asher asu. And once they do vidui, that enables them not only to make restitution of that which they stole, the keren, but also the chomesh, the additional fifth, and to bring the korban asham. V'yeshivir asamo b'roshov ha'chamish yiso yosef alav. V'nasam l'asher asham lo. And of course, they should make that person whole from whom they stole. V'im ein la'ish goel. But if the person has died and he has no relatives to inherit him. Now, who's the only individual who could have possibly no relatives to inherit them? That could only be a ger. Ger shenis goyer kikatan hanola dami. Because once he converts, it's as if he's been born anew. He has no halachic relatives. And if he didn't establish a family post-conversion, so then there are no individuals to inherit him. V'imein la'ish goel, l'hashiv ha'asham elav. So you can't return the stolen object or the value of that object to the family members, to those who would inherit. Ha'asham ha'mushav l'hashem. So the asham is then returned to Hashem. In other words, the guilt here, the amount that was stolen. And then it was given to the Kohen. Milvad el ha-kipurim asher yichaper bo alav. Obviously, you have to bring the karban asham, which here in this case will come from the ayom. So, I wanted to share two observations, one of the Sforno and one of the Chizkuni, about these psukim. The Sforno wants to know, since we are reviewing a topic that previously came up in the Chumash, again, it was discussed generally in Sefer Vayikra, the only two pieces that are added here is the notion of vidui, that the only way you can bring the Karban Asham is if you confess your sin, as well as the Chomesh, as well as the situation of Gezel Hager. There are really two new points that are introduced. So the Sforno wants to know, why is this called Lim Ol Ma'ol Bahashem? Why is it called an act of Me'ila, of desecration of that which is sacred? So you could say it's because of the Shvu'ah Al Sheker. It could be because he took an oath in God's name that was false. That could certainly be, limo mal bashem. But the Sforno says something extraordinary. The Sforno says, you know what the me'ila is? You know what the act of desecration of God's name, of that which is sacred is? You have a ger, you have somebody who came to convert, and we just read Megillas Rus. And they said, Amecha mi'en elokai ech elokai, and they wanted to come join the Jewish people because they saw the beauty of Judaism. And now, how do you think Shammai, this person is going to respond, this ger, when he sees that the Jewish people are involved in things like stealing and then lying about stealing? What's that going to do to the image of God?
Desecrated.
Exactly. You hit the nail on the head. That's exactly what the Sforno says. This person, which was ba, lachasos, tachas, kanfei ha-shechina, he wanted Samson so much to come close to God and to identify with the Jewish people. Amei chami. And now he sees this behavior, and it causes a terrible desecration of the name of God in the eyes of this convert. And that is a very, very, very serious matter. Okay? Excellent. Okay. So that's number one. Now, in terms of why exactly, since there are no individuals who are halachically related to this ger, who can serve as his inheritors, so when the person who stole and lied about stealing finally comes around, and tshuva is always possible to doing the right thing. So why is it that the Kohanim then get whatever the restitution would be? The Pasuk says, Ha'asham ha'mushav la'Hashem la'Kohen. It will go to Hashem, to the Kohen. So the Chizkuni says something absolutely extraordinary. The Chizkuni says, you want to know why it goes to the Kohen? Because really, Hashem is the Yoresh. Hashem is the actual rightful inheritor, Yaakov, of this ger. Because when somebody converts, they develop a uniquely close relationship with Hashem. Yes, there's a mitzvah, v'ahavta l'reacha kamocha, but there's a separate mitzvah, d'oraisa, v'ahavta misager. Yes, there's an isser of onas mamon, but there's a separate isser of onas mamon when it comes to a ger. Yes, there's an isser of onas devarim that we were talking about before, causing oppression through speech, Ezra. But there's a separate isser, d'oraisa, of onas dvarim when it comes to a ger, as we discussed today. See, the ger is closer to Hashem than anybody else. So the Chizkuni says, he does have a yoresh. You know who the yoresh is? You know who his inheritor is? His inheritor, his father is Hashem. Shehareya Kadosh Baruch Hu, says this Chizkuni, aviv shel ger. So Hashem inherited the ger, and therefore you have to make restitution to God. Ha'asham ha'mushav la'Hashem La Kohen. Then Hashem says, let me give it to somebody else who's very close to me, somebody else who works in proximity to me, namely the Kohen who works in the Beis HaMikdash. Ha'asham, ha'mushav la'Hashem, and then La Kohen. So he gives it to B'nai Beiso, the Kohanim who serves so faithfully in the house of Hashem. But the point is absolutely clear. Limo ma'al ba'Hashem, the assault on God here is because it is assault on someone who has chosen of his or her own free will, Freddy, to draw as close to God as they possibly can. And when we, God forbid, mistreat, harm, embarrass, humiliate such a person, then we are attacking not just that person, not just the ger, but we're attacking Hashem, lim ol ma'al ba'Hashem, to whom the ger chose to devote his life. And it's a very powerful image that gezel ha'ger warrants its own category. The rest of the situation is described in Sefer Vayikra, the basic halachos. But the Torah chose to give a separate parshia, a separate section entirely to what it means to steal from a ger. It's like a different category of stealing. So just like there's a separate mitzvah of loving the ger and a separate prohibition of taking financial advantage of the ger, onas mamon, and a separate isser of onas dvarim by the ger, so too there is a separate and distinct parsha in the Torah of gezel hager, of stealing from the convert, denying it, and it becomes uniquely an attack on Hashem. And so we all have to go out of our way, in every possible way, to make sure that we're taking care of Gerim, that we're making sure that we're creating a positive image of Yahadus, you know, to them, and otherwise we risk a terrible desecration of Hashem's name. After all, in the end of the day, as the Gemara says, Avram tchila l'Gerim, these individuals have come so close to Hashem, are in fact, in a very deep and meaningful way, you know, the ones who are closest to Avram Avinu in terms of their conduct, and therefore our conduct to them, you know, has to be at the highest level.